All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Shadows Paranormal Webcast. We are webcasters. That's what we're doing. How you doing? Dolly with me. I am Sammy Lee. Dolly Litke, she is the founder, co-founder. Would you be founder like on TV? You know, Jason is the founder and Grant is the co-founder.
No, we're Jared and I are equal. We're both co-founders.
Okay, so you're both co-founders.
Right.
All right. We took off the holidays, obviously. We needed time to relax.
Definitely. We got a busy schedule coming up, so we definitely needed the time off.
You know, we've been through all the... our first episode, we talked about the group a bit, and you guys have done, let's see, one investigation since...
Right, we did a...
The holidays.
Right, we did a case in Jackson County last weekend.
And what happened?
A lot of good things happened. Just for reference, it is case number 300-90508, in case you want to go to our website and listen to the EVPs from previous visits.
Now, I understand one of the paranormal things there happens to know a name of you that nobody else knew.
Right. My real name is Dorothy, which most people do not know. And we have a female EVP calling Dorothy. And I did contact the homeowner, and there's never been a Dorothy in their family, and there's no history of a Dorothy in the last 150 years on that property.
That's kind of cool when they start to know, because how many times have we been to that property now?
That was our fourth visit.
So they would be getting to know you a little bit by this point.
But it was just weird because that's the name I don't use. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Well, you know, they know things. They know things that we just don't know they know.
Most definitely. I'm finding that out.
So what else happened while y'all were there?
Well, I was in the master bedroom with our girl, Tony. She was behind me about 2 feet, and something hit my back. And I honestly thought there was something hanging from the ceiling that had bumped me. And when we turned the light on, there was nothing there. So something touched my back, which that was pretty cool. That's the first physical contact we've had in that house with anything. And we did get EVPs in that room also. We're still going through all the evidence.
That's awesome. That is awesome. When we go there normally, this is really great because we actually had a news crew follow us there one time. And almost on demand, the coyotes started howling. Did you get more of that kind of action out there while you were there?
No coyotes, but something even better, which I didn't get to hear, but three investigators heard Indian drumbeat.
Really?
And that's one of the homeowner's original things she had told us, that she hears the Indians beating drums out there. And they heard it this time.
Really?
And you know this place is secluded.
It is way out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. But I personally didn't get to hear that. I was inside.
That's incredible. Now, they also claim that during bonfires, when they build bonfires, because it's actually a family compound in a sense, a whole bunch of family homes together.
Right.
And they build bonfires and hang out together, and they actually claim that they see Indian spirits dancing around the bonfire.
Right. And we're going back in March and we're having a bonfire. So yeah. We're hoping we'll get to see that.
We're going to try every aspect of this one because, again, there's a lot of stuff. It's a big property.
Right.
Even a small family graveyard on site.
Right. And there's 40 more acres we haven't even tried to investigate yet.
Yeah, well, when the coyotes are out there howling, I don't want to go.
They won't hurt you.
You know, they say that the dead won't hurt us, but coyotes, they're living. Hungry.
You had an experience there, too, though, when the news crew was there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, the first time I was in the spare bedroom. And it's like a log cabin type house, and I was sitting in the spare room, and I heard boots walking across the back porch.
Right.
Which is the sound that I heard, except there is no back porch, and there's no way it could have just walked across it. And the only reason I thought it would have been that is because being in that side of the house, it was the back room. I mean, there was no other place. So I thought maybe somebody's walking on the back, but when I went out there to check, there's no porch or anything out there, so there's no way that sound could have been created, you know, by a human walking.
Right. Well, we had two interesting experiences in that room. That's why I brought that up. They went to open the door, and a sewing machine moved. And we got that on audio. It's real nice and clear. And while they were asking questions, you hear like a shuffling noise, which we can't explain. So we did have more activity in that room this time.
Hmm. And that one is always the room that I had the feeling about. In the master bedroom, I never really got a feeling in that sense.
Right.
But in that back room, it just something told me to go in there the first time. And that's also where we caught a really cool orb. Now, we're skeptical about orbs just like anyone else. Right. But, you know, if they look intelligent, you know, it's a little different than just an orb that floats across. And this one we actually caught actually had some intelligent movement to it.
Right. Well, like when the sewing machine moved right before that on the IR camera, you see this huge orb coming away from that area. So it kind of makes you wonder. But most orbs are dust. We all know that.
Yeah. And you and I have had an experience where an orb came across a room, hit a couch. The people on the couch freaked out because the couch moved, and then the orb went back in the direction it came from.
Right.
So there are times when I've seen orbs and go, hey, what was that?
Right.
And I saw it on camera when we were at this house that we're talking about now.
Yeah.
I know it happens. I've seen it.
Like when the film crew was there also, we got that EVP, said, get out of here, you creep.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting. I don't know if they didn't like the film crew or what, but yeah.
And it just makes you wonder, you know, and that's the good part about this whole thing is we don't know where these voices come from.
No.
We don't know how they get on the tape, how we are not able to hear them when we're there.
Right.
But that's what makes it exciting and fun to do these investigations. It's when you're there, you think, oh, nothing happened. It wasn't all that exciting. But then you start checking out the evidence and you're like, whoa, that really happened?
Right. Like the male EVP, she swears that's her husband who died last year, which I don't know his voice. I don't know. But the homeowners determined that's her husband talking to us.
And what did that say?
I believe he said, just go. He wasn't too happy we were there. And she said that's just like him, though. He would say that.
You know, maybe he doesn't know he's passed. And he's like, what are y'all doing here? Get out. Tired of having people in my house.
We can be aggravating, huh?
Yeah, you know, we have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
They have some big spiders there, too. I know that.
Mm, big time. They were still there.
Thank goodness I'm not too afraid of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go back in March, you say, and redo?
Right, March. I think it was the 21st or something like that.
Man, we're going to do a bonfire and do the outside and see how that turns out.
We are camping out.
We're going to do peyote?
If you want to, it's peyote.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Oh, no, never mind. Scratch that.
I can't see me. I'm in the spirit world.
No, we won't do that. Score one for Sammy.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, obviously that would ruin things for us.
Right.
Everybody would see everything.
Definitely.
But I'm just thinking, you know, that's what the Indians used to do.
They did.
And, you know, to get in touch with the spirit world.
Right.
Maybe it's, you know, hey.
Never know.
Might have to, huh? At least one person.
Right. Not me. Or you could just drink lots of caffeine, they say now.
No, coffee.
Well,
it was specifically coffee.
Seven cups of coffee and you will hallucinate.
Tell us some more investigations that are coming up.
We have a new case over in the Delta of Mississippi. I don't want to get into specifics, but it seems to be attacking the male homeowner physically and everything else, emotionally. Just seems to be after him. We're going there this weekend for 3 days.
And I got to miss it. I have hockey.
Yeah, and then the next weekend after that, we have another one in North Mississippi. It is a return visit. The first time we didn't get anything. And I told her then she needed to reschedule, and she's just now getting around to it. She's so terrified she won't stay in her house. And her kids see them. So it makes it harder when children are involved. We all know that.
Right.
And the house we blessed in North Mississippi, we're going back there in March. We'll re-bless the house. It's starting to pick back up. No quick fix. People have to understand that, especially if there's more than one spirit involved.
Yeah. And it's tough. It's a tough thing.
Right. It's not as easy as saying, go to the light. That doesn't work. Okay, trust me.
You're supposed to light a candle and tell them to head. Yeah, go, get.
A lot more work involved.
You know, doing the things that I do a lot. I've been doing a lot of reading and, you know, The Ghost Whisperer and all that. And James Van Praagh, been reading his stuff. And one of the things that they say is that there's different levels of spirits. And so what makes sense of that is there's that lower seedy part where the people that were angry or upset or whatever, they're in this really blah state that's closer to our dimension.
Right. Makes sense.
And that's why those are harder to get rid of than people, the intelligent ones that talk to you, that, you know, that do all that understand, you know, like your family members that weren't insane, which I guess most of mine will be closer to that gray area.
Ooh.
But that's why it's hard to get rid of. They just don't right. realize that, you know, hey, I'm a spirit, and, you know, all it is that angry spirit that was alive at one time.
Right, and you can actually pick up on their anger and their depression, so it can be a really bad situation.
Yeah.
Like suicides and stuff like that. They tend to stick around.
And that's not good.
No, it's not. Those are some of our worst cases. So.
Yeah. One of the things that we're trying to do is obviously raise money so that we can continue doing this, because it is research, and most of the money comes out of pocket.
Unfortunately, my pocket.
And we are starting to sell t-shirts.
Yes, we are.
And you can get them at our website. What's our web address?
Shadowsparanormal.com. And Shadows is spelled with the Z at the end, in case you don't know that.
Shadows.
Yeah.
That's the S-Z-P-I.
Right.
We need to get that too.
Yes,
maybe
we do.
S-Z-P-I.com.
I'll have to check that.
Yeah. That way people make it easy.
Right.
We'll have both. Doesn't matter.
That's
we can
true.
Have 10 of them as long as they go to the same place. And there are going to be different t-shirts available, obviously. Different styles, different...
Right. We're still working pictures. On some designs and stuff. Right now, the one we're going to be selling is identical to the one we wear, except it will not say investigator.
Which is perfectly fine, because if they're not investigators, they don't need to wear them.
That's right. They're really neat-looking shirts. The colors are really cool, so...
Black with a lime green.
Right.
And lime green looks good. All right. Well, I want to thank you for being in here. We're going to wrap this one up, and this weekend you're heading where again?
To the Delta.
To the Delta. So stay tuned for that, and we will let you know what happened there as well.
Most definitely.
Thank you, Dolly, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.